this to the AV team in time, so if you just recognize in Genesis chapter 12, we all know the story. God said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindreds and from thy father's house, to a land I will show thee. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I want to talk this morning about God's sacred plan. Amen. God's sacred plan. You may be seated. What we have here this morning is the man with the plans. It's not just a spiritual plan, because false gods serving them was categorized as that which was spiritual. But it was special. It was sacred. A sacred plan is something that is dedicated or set apart for the service of worship of a deity deserving reverence and respect. And the aim of the sermon is for us to see the purpose of the plan. The purpose of the plan. We see the man. We see the land. And we see the plan. And we may see the fans. But we know that the Lord had destroyed the world, as you come to Genesis chapter 12. But we all know that it was not to destroy sin, because sin survived the flood. Right after the flood, Noah gets out and gets drunk. Ham disrespects his father. Nimrod leads worship of horoscopes in ziggurats as he attempts to build a tower that would reach to heaven, that would allow him to gaze into heaven. God himself had to come down and get involved in order to stop the unity that he had with his followers. But we see the man. God moves from the races that are mentioned in chapters 10 and 11, and he moves from the race to an individual. God leads through this individual, and he gives him a plan, and we see the man, because it says that God said unto Abraham, get out of your country, away from your kindreds, and I want you to leave your father's house. So he was to leave where he was, Ur of the Chaldees, and go to a land. He said, get out. I want you to get out. Amen. Sometimes you got to get out. Amen. Amen. I want you to get out. I want you to get out of thy country, from your family, from your kindreds, from your father's house. Amen. I want you to leave all of that. Amen. And the Bible says that the Lord had said unto Abraham. So this here God is dealing with a real, we're dealing with a real personal God. How many of y'all know God is, you ought to have a personal relationship? Amen. I know what he did to my grandmama, but what did he do to me? Have I encountered him? The Lord here is talking to one man. The Lord said to Abram. Amen. He says he has a relationship with this one man. And God is dealing with this man. And the word Abram means exalted father. But later on, he's going to be called a father of many nations. He says, I want you to leave. Amen. And I want you to go where I'm telling you to go. Amen. And the Bible tells us that God, Abraham is known, as you know, as the father of our faith. It didn't mean that Abraham had a whole lot of faith per se, because we know that he didn't have enough faith to believe. So on one occasion, he told a lie. How many of y'all know sometimes Christians tell lies? They still good people, but they little white lies. Amen. These are lies that are permissible. They are, and he says, I want you to get out. And Abraham was a man of faith, but what this tells us is that Abraham was the father of our faith. Didn't mean that Abraham had so much faith, but that we are saved by faith through a promise that God made to Abraham. And if we believe in the God of Abraham, we can receive the benefits that Abraham would have received and did receive. So we're only included in the picture because of Abraham, because we believe in the God of Abraham. I want you to leave your father's house, and I want you to go to a land that I will show thee. In verse 12, verse 1, he said, I want you to leave your country, and I could stay there a long time. Leave your family. Leave your father's house. Leave your relatives. Leave your immediate family. And I want you to go to a land. I'm taking you to another land. And Abraham had faith to go because he didn't know where he was going. He was going to a land that I will show thee. I'm not going to tell you where you're going. Amen. How many of y'all know that God don't always give you the complete story, the complete instructions? But he tells you to walk one day at a time. You do what I tell you to do right here, and then I'll make the next step. God does not give you the complete picture because you don't need faith. He leaves us dependent on him. See, some of us wouldn't get on our knees if we knew what the end of the story was going to be. If God told us everything, then we wouldn't need to talk to him in the morning. Amen. But God leaves us in situations to where we have to constantly get on our knees each and every day. He said, why don't I know more? Why don't he tell me more? Go with what he did tell you. That's all he want to give you right now. Amen. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You got to walk by faith and not by sight. You're looking for sight. But you're serving a God that's going to maintain his relationship with you, and he's not going to give you the whole story. He's just going to give you enough to make one step. He said, Abraham, I want you to get out of your country, leave your family, your father's house, and I want you to go to a land I'm going to show you. But right now, I just want you to leave. I just want you to leave the house right now. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and get out right now. Leave the house, and then I'm going to show you a land. We know that he was the man, and we see the land. Amen. The land we find out that he came to was Canaan. As he came, verse 5 makes it plain that it ended up being the land of Canaan. He left the Babylonian area further east, and he went up from Ur of the Chaldees up to Haran, and then he came back down south to what is now known as Jerusalem, the Promised Land, that area, the Canaan land. And he says that go into a land that, oh, Lord, have mercy, I will show thee. Amen. You won't know until you go. It's a lot of problems, a lot of things stopped up, held up right now because we just won't go. We don't know how it's going to turn out, so we won't make the first move, which means we don't have faith. Amen. The truth is that, amen. I mean, if you go by faith, if you walk by faith and not by sight, I dare you to try it. You won't regret it. I don't know. What is he telling you to do? You got to go by faith. He told us to go ye into all the world. Now, where is ye? Amen. Well, the fact of the matter is that we've got to learn to walk by faith. When we can't see the end, when we can't see how it's going to turn out, when we don't know what's going to happen, we got to... Well... I've got a land. I got a different land, but you got to leave home. Amen. And then I will identify it when you get there. Amen. Amen. But he had to make that sacrifice, and oftentimes that's what we don't like to do, is to make the sacrifice. I'm going to give you a land. Now, the land is a gift. Have I got a witness? It's a gift. God wants to give us land. God... Amen. God says, I will give you. I wish I had a witness. Amen. 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 I'm going to give you the land, and it's yours free. But you're going to have to, in order to stay in the land, you're going to have to be obedient to what I tell you to do. Amen. 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 It's you occupy the land through faith in God and doing his will. I'm going to make your name great. Amen. I'm going to give you a great nation. I'm going to give you a great name. Amen. I'm going to give you a great nation, and I'm going to give you a great name. Amen. 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 God is saying that it's going to be more than you when I get through. I'm going to bless you. And I'm going to make you famous, Abraham. Everybody know about Abraham. Amen. I'm going to make you famous. I'm going to make your name great. You see, when they was at the Tower of Babel, they said, let us make us a name. But in contrast, God said, let me make you a name. It's easier to let me do it than for you to do it. You don't have to make your own name. If you walk in obedience, then I will make your name great. Have we got a witness? And he says, and thou shalt be a blessing. Amen. I'm going to make you where you're going to be a blessing. Amen. Amen. I'm going to make you a blessing. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. From you, Abraham, all nations of the earth is going to be blessed. God says, I'm going to give you a land. Amen. And I'm going to make your name great. I'm going to give you a nation. There's going to be a whole lot of people. Then I'm going to give you a great name. Amen. Your name is going to be in the lights. Your name is going to be in fame. And just because of you, Abraham, you will be a blessing. Are you a blessing? Amen. Just by me, when your mom and daddy name you. Amen. I mean, I don't know what they name you, but whatever they name you, did it turn out that you a blessing? Amen. 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 God wants, amen. I don't know. God wants your name to be a blessing. Amen. God wants you, because you're here, the world is better. Because you're here, something is better. Because you're here, someone is better. Come on now. You bless somebody. Just by coming here, I made a difference. My name. What do people think about when they call your name? Amen. Amen. Did God make your name a blessing to somebody? What are you a blessing to? What are you blessing? He said, I'm going to make your name great. When they called your name, they're going to discover that it was a blessing in some way. Amen. But you got to walk in obedience to me, and then I'm going to make your name great. You can't make your name great. Your name being great is tied to you, your obedience and your relationship with me. I'll make your name great and can't nobody do nothing about it. Your haters have to bow down. Can't nobody stop you. It's all about your relationship with me. I'm going to get on out of here. The truth is that God says, I can make your name great. And you will be a blessing. Amen. You will be a blessing. I'm going to make your name great, and you are going to be a blessing. Amen. And then you, that all nations of the earth, that's the plan. All nations of the earth is going to be blessed through you. I have a plan. My plan is not a secular plan. It is a sacred plan. Have I got a witness? I think about the fact that God blessed these United States of America. And they left Great Britain and they came over to a land. And God, they said that they would be one nation. Amen. When they think about America, is that name? One nation under God. And if they are going to be a nation under God, they would be a blessing. Not because of how well their industries are, not because of how many breweries they have. They will be a blessing, not because of the bad, but they will be a blessing because of the good. The plan is not a secular plan, it's a sacred plan. God's plan is sacred. And if you're going to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, God says, I'm going to make you a blessing if you live up to the plan. This plan is a sacred plan. You see, when you don't be under God, you get in trouble. Have we got a witness? He says the plan is, here's the plan. He says, I'm going to bless those that bless thee, curse those that curse thee. Amen. I'm going to bless those that bless thee. And I'm going to curse those that curse thee. That's what I'm going to do. Now, when we talk about this blessing and this curse, we're not talking, amen, about a hex. Amen. 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 We're not talking about being bewitched or a spell being put on you when you talk about being cursed. No, it is to be blessed is to have God's protection and favor. If you're blessed, that means it's going to be hard now. Amen. No longer will the earth just bring forth fruit and the oranges just come out and the garden flourish like it should. But now it's under a curse. It's going to be hard now. God removed his protection and the land became evil and it did no longer have God's blessings on it. And now it's hard to get the ground to cooperate. It's hard to get food out of the ground. Now you got to go get your hoe. You got to get your weed and feed. You got to get you got to go to pulling now. All this stuff mixed in with the grass that once was, oh, Lord have mercy. Because it's cursed. When your life is cursed, then things are difficult. Things are hard. Things don't happen, fall in place like they should. Amen. Because you got God against you now. You don't have him protecting you, covering you. And you no longer want to identify with him. You no longer want to be under his covenant. So therefore, you when you remove God, then you let the enemy come in. Have I got a witness? You throw him out of the school or throw him out of the world and don't want to talk about him. Now your school's going to get attacked. I was here with him. I'm not honored no more in your schools. So now your school is going crazy. Nobody want to pull up their clothes. Amen. Nobody come in there and shoot up everybody. Amen. You don't have that disrespect in the schools. Now you're taking away godly principles and godly rules, godly guidance. And there's no respect now for those who are over you. And God says that he is going to just back off. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I'm going to back off now and let Satan come in. You see, if God moved back, and then Satan will just take over. Satan, you don't want Satan to take over. Because that's what he'll do. He'll come in and he'll take over and ask Satan about it. And he'll tell you, Job, he said, I was trying to get to Job, but he was protected. Y'all remember that? Oh, Lord, have mercy. He said, I was trying, I would get in, but there's a protection around Job. I can't get to Job. I can't get. But if you let the heads down, and either God can let the heads down or you can pull the heads down. You can say, God, I don't want you to have nothing to do with the way you want to do things. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Then you're inviting Satan to come in. God said, I just move my protection. I had you shielded. Amen. You were a shield, but then you rejected me, so now I'm just going to move the shield. And when the devil shoot an arrow, it's coming right at you. And you left yourself vulnerable now to all kind of demonic and evil. You wide open. Tell your neighbor you're a sitting duck. Amen. You're sitting duck. Oh, Lord have mercy. Let us stand because I really need to honor what I do. You see, Enoch was good, but I didn't get blessed through Enoch. Noah was righteous, but it's not until Abraham. Have we got a witness? But you see, when we remove God out of the picture, then our world is attacked by foreign powers. You see, when we get out, and then we'll go to church all of a sudden. Have we got a witness? I started to talk about, amen, but I thought it was a little too... Well, let me tell you what it is, and you'll see what I thought was wrong with it. I started talking about, are you in the mood? But I said, I don't know if that's going to work, Jackie. Amen. Folk, our minds are too unsanctified for that. So I say, but you remember that boy that wouldn't go in? That prodigal I talked about last week? He wasn't in the mood for no party. He wasn't in the mood to celebrate a lost sinner coming to Christ. He was not in the mood for it. His brother had just came home from parties and prostitutes. And he was not in the mood for celebrating it. Somebody can come down the aisle this morning, and some Christians in here this morning won't even clap. They're not in the mood to clap. But whenever heaven rejoiced because one sinner walked down the aisle, you ought to be in the mood.